And it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Of course, we have Saratoga and some more stuff to talk about. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. I'm okay, too. I actually had a pretty an improving day yesterday.
Good. That's good to hear.
So we'll see if the old digestive tract gets back on track for real. But
it'll take a little while, but you'll get there.
Yeah, I'm feeling like at the start of the day 100%. Now it's about 95%, but it's holding much better than it has. All right. Well, with that being said, let's get on to sports, and I guess we can talk a little bit about I don't know. Why don't you start off first?
Well, I put the TV on this morning and was on ESPN from last night watching the Giant Dodger game where the Giants won 2-1, big win for the Giants. And some Olympic gymnast withdrew from the games for mental health.
Well, that's what they said. That's not what if you saw that on TV, they didn't give you the whole story. Once again, you're right about the media there. That's what the media was speculating. She's simply the greatest gymnast the Americans have ever sent to the game, okay? She's got 9 different moves named after her. She performed horribly, okay, in 2 routines, and the other people were performing better than her. And she's been to, I think this is her 6th Olympic in a row, or 4th Olympic in a row.
Can't be that many.
No, yes, that's what I mean. She's been.
What did she start when she was 8?
Yeah, she was really young. She's been to, I know she's been to at least 3 or 4 Olympics. All I'm saying is that coupled with her poor performance, and people were performing better. And yes, the media wants to build up with all that's going on with COVID and with this and with that. And she was also one of those girls that was raped by Larry Nassar when he was so the media likes to build all that up. But basically, other people were performing better than her. And as a matter of fact,
God forbid you tell the truth.
Well, they do. If you look at all the, if you look through all the stories, you'll see that mixed in there with the fact that it's a mental stress on her. The only reason she ever went to the games is because they wanted to, because she's known as in like Tom Brady's known as the GOAT in the NFL. In gymnastics, for all these past years, she's been known as the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Okay, good example now. So if let's use the Tampa Bay Bucks because that's where the GOAT is right now. So if he was hurt, injured, whatever, and couldn't perform to his capabilities, and they were in the Super Bowl, would he even be on the sidelines in a uniform?
Yes, he would, but that's a professional athlete.
If there was no way he could play, would he be on the sidelines in a uniform?
No, if there was no way he could play, no.
Okay, no, so then why is this kid still there? Because I've watched Olympics in the past. And when somebody gets hurt and they can't perform, they send them home.
Well, she didn't get hurt. She's just not performing up to her standards and the team standards.
Then she still should be sent home.
Yeah, well, she should. And
yeah, after all, you are amateur.
And she's not the one that says she's going to – she says she's done. But the U.S. coach said, well, we're going to keep her on the team in case she changes her mind.
What a joke.
Yeah. I'm not going to –
That's why I don't watch the Olympics. It's a bunch of amateurs.
I'm not going to come down on her. I'm going to come down on the whole Olympics process, the way it's turned into – it's turned into nothing but like everything else in society, which has got to be, it's just depressing. But anyway.
Like my buddy says, that who was a professional athlete, it's a bunch of amateurs. That's why you don't watch it.
So that's, the Olympics are the Olympics this year, and it's normally crazy, but this year it's even crazier.
Hey, you want to talk about something that's not the Olympics?
Yes.
You know how somebody, people always compare DeGrom to Gibson, and they say that's unfair?
It is unfair. It's not unfair. It's just absolutely fair.
Well, here's 3 other guys. And I called my buddy, who was Mark Fittich's roommate, and he got all 3 guys and didn't look it up on the phone. It was too quick for him to get it. Here's 3 pitchers for you. One guy pitched 19 years in the big leagues, 4,500 innings pitched. An ERA of 3.34 and 267 complete games. Another guy, 16 years in the big leagues, 3,507 innings pitched, lifetime ERA of 2.89 with 244 complete games. And then here's a lackey for you. He only pitched 11 years, with 2,661 innings pitched, an ERA of 2.97, and 152 complete games. So when you hear teams running out of pitchers and they can't do this and they can't do that, here's three guys, okay, that aren't named Gibson, Palmer, Seaver, none of them big guys, and these are the numbers they got. You want to know who they are? The 19-year player was Ferguson Jenkins.
Yeah.
The 16-year player was Juan Marichal. And the 11-year player, who was a very underrated pitcher because his team was garbage, is Mel Stottlemyre.
Yeah, and you know what name you could throw in this list?
Who?
What's his name? He used to pitch for the Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. He is a far better pitcher and more consistent if you look at his stats.
As
a matter of fact, I would put Pedro Martinez as a modern-day ball player in the top 5 to 7 pitchers ever in the league.
But, I mean, last night you have the Mets sacrificing the game against the team that's chasing them because they have no pitching. But yet they used, like, probably 5 pitchers. So if you used 5 pitchers, start one and let them go. Let them go. Let them eat up innings. Baseball teams used to have pitchers that were called inning eaters, that when you fell behind early or something, you put them in and you knew you were going to get 5 or 6 innings out of them. You don't get 5 or 6 innings out of starters now. The whole thing screwed up. So to say that to compare DeGrom against one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in baseball, is unfair. Here's three other guys. Can you compare them to them? No, you can't. Between them, they pitched over 600 complete games. It's ridiculous. And these guys cry about pitching? Come on, give me a break. Get the game back to what it was. It's garbage now.
It's pretty amazing to see. Hey, this kid, this Montgomery guy for the Yankees.
He's no kid.
Well, he's no kid, but he's had some, thank God, some decent outings. Otherwise, he'd even be further behind.
Yeah, he pitched 5 innings last night.
But they should leave him in.
Well, they can't because he threw 102 pitches. If he throws 105, he automatically disintegrates on the pitching mound.
I know. That's what you think. You know, that's what you're beginning to think.
Well, that's my point, Marshall. The guy pitched 5 innings, gave up 5 hits. No, he gave up no runs. He threw 102 pitches. That's a lot of pitches, okay, in today's game. But he gave up no runs. After that, you use 4 other guys.
Huh.
4 other guys. So those 4 other guys probably can't throw today. So if you let Montgomery go 2 more and throw 125 pitches and pitch 7 innings, 2 of those 4 guys don't have to pitch. It's a vicious circle that eats itself, but these guys keep playing into it and they keep on doing it. It's ridiculous. And the arms are getting tired and the arms are getting old, and if teams make the playoffs and they try to do this, like I said years ago with Tampa Bay, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's been proven that way. So the Yankees should have let Montgomery go. And another thing that me and my friend discuss all the time, when you use these pitchers, you're kind of playing Russian roulette. When you use 5, 6 pitchers a game, you're counting on all 5 or 6 to be stellar. Not going to happen. All you need 1 is to rock the boat, and you probably lose the game. It's ridiculous. People get outs, let them pitch.
Yeah, it really is. When you look at it, it really is. It's a different game. What more can you say?
And the Mets lost to the Braves last night, 102-4, but they don't care. They don't care. The Yankees won last night. I think Boston won, so they gained no ground. But no, Boston didn't play last night.
No.
That's right. They got rained out.
Well, the best the Yankees have to hope for, and it is hope, a slim hope, is that they can make a wild card game. But you know what? They're just not consistent enough. They're not coached well enough. They're not consistent enough.
And well, they're not going to catch Tampa. Tampa, I think, is 7 games ahead of them. So Tampa's 1 wild card team they can't catch. So there's a whole bunch of them that the Yankees have to, I think there's like 2 or 3 they have to pass. And there's another 2 or 3 with a record comparable to the Yankees. So I think they got about 60 games left. They're going to have to win 40 out of 60 games to make the playoffs.
The Yanks are 2.5 games behind Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland.
For the last
and they're 6 games or 7 games behind Tampa, right?
You've
got to figure Tampa or Boston is going to be a wild card.
Yeah.
So they're not going to catch that.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that as a big Yankee fan, you know, it's not there this year, folks. It's just not there, and that's all I'm going to say about
that. Even the Mets, forget about the Mets. You hear people say, "Oh, they're in a bad division." Good. Guess what? When you get out of the division, you got to play other teams in the playoffs. So if by some stroke of luck the Mets make the playoffs, win in the East Division, which is the only way they can make it, they're going to go to the playoffs and be a sacrificial lamb. Because what's today's date, the 28th?
Yeah.
You could write it down. DeGrom's only pitching 3 more games this year, if that. In my opinion, he's done. You won't see him pitch any more this year.
Yeah, the Mets are 3.5 games ahead of Philadelphia and 4 against ahead of Atlanta.
Well, they'll be 2 ahead of Atlanta when they beat them today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's panic time. And, of course, I think we talked about the Strasburgers having season-ending neck surgery. The Nationals.
He's out all the time. That's a guy. He's going to be hard-pressed to find a home in Major League Baseball in the next couple of years. He's hurt all the time.
So, what about Saratoga?
We got one today. I don't think it's raining up there. Hopefully it won't be.
No, it's not. It's going to be a nice day up there.
The 7th race, it's a $100,000 claiming race going a mile and 16th on inner turf. So if you want to reach into your pocket, Marshall, you're $1,000 today. Play today is going to be the 7. Sweet Melania, trade by Todd Pletcher. This horse hasn't been seen since April. If you look at his last 2 races, they weren't that good. But if you look at them good, you could see he ran without Lasix. Lasix is back on board today. Horse has never been worse than 2nd. 3 starts up at Saratoga. And he has an important quality in this field today, running on the inner turf. He looks like the lone speed of the race. So play of the day is going to be the 7. In the 7th race, Sweet Melania.
That's the play of the day.
That's it.
All right. I guess we'll check with you later on this week.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, because it's Saratoga.
That's right.
See? I'm not fully back yet.
Okay. I am. Don't worry. You get a pass. You are on the DL, legitimately. Don't worry about it.
Right,
DL means disabled list.
Yeah. All right, Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great one, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.